You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The command after 7th year is called Shemitah. So this halakha applies to the farmer that the land should not have any activity. So there's a story in Eretz Yisrael that happened. There is a small city, it's a toshav, it's called Komemiyut. They're observant city. So now they kept the Shemitah. So right after Shemitah, they didn't have any wheat to plant. There was nothing available. That it did not rest on the 7th year. So then they went to a kibbutz. It's called the Shomer Hatzair. That they're 180% against Torah mitzvot. They're called chilonim. They're not observant whatsoever. So now they asked him if they have any wheat. So they said, yes, we have some wheat, but it's all the spoiled. It's rotten, is has worm in it, but we are willing to just give it to you. So they took the wheat and they planted it, and the produce was the greatest produce in the whole Eretz Yisrael. And when this kibbutz heard that they planted the rotten wheat and they had such a result, so they came and asked for money. So they said, you know, we gave you the wheat, so now you're making so much money. So, you know, they wanted to make him happy, but, they gave him some type of percentage of the produce. But the point here is that the command that we see in the Torah actually is a very positive command. You know, how can you really understand there is such a command that 1 year you just, have no activity in your land and what's going to be? But here we see even when Hashem wants, the rotten wheat will grow, and not only grow, it will give you the best result. Then, with will of Ibrahim Sholam, you are able to have such an outcome. So here the message is that you should never, never, ever think that through people you can gain any benefit.
It's Christian. Somebody that doesn't have a farming land, how could observe the Shemitah in the regular business?
Well, he keeps Shabbat.
But keep the Shabbat.
Yeah.
They keep the Shemitah, they keep Shabbat.
So. Yeah, but he's affected by it. He's affected by it. Of course, the farmer, has a very, very challenge. But still, it's for us to understand if he's able to do it, for us to keep 1 day, a few days after Chagim, so more so that, you have to have the bitachon and emunah, that Hashem will provide us whatever that we need. And here, don't forget, even rotten wheat can give you such a great result. So now, don't look for millions and millions. Even few single dollars can give you such a bracha that, Hashem gave you. Hashem nizkeh, b'ezrat Hashem.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.